from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, we go to Foxborough. Celebration of Tom Brady is happening tonight at Gillette. We go to our guy Fitzy from our Odyssey Sports sister station, WEEI, in Boston, who's our ears and eyes on the scene. And Fitzy, is it true this is being treated like almost like a game day? You've got some tailgating going on, and then you've got the added element, the elegance of a red carpet for the guests that are in attendance. Set a scene, man. Let us know what this is all about.
Oh, gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be back on with you guys here as we celebrate the 6-time Super Bowl champion. Next week, we're going to have the 4-time runner-up celebration night for the Bills. But can you tell already the air of entitlement, the superiority, the arrogance is back.
Oh, you can have it for tonight. We won't talk about where the odds are for the Patriots to finish this season and how they dipped below Carolina. But we can have it. We'll allow it for one night.
Yeah, for one night, we don't have to worry about ESPN already mocking us as having the first overall draft pick in 2025, yeah. Which is just great. I mean, there's a giant, currently right now on the stage, in the end zone opposite the world's largest pretend lighthouse and Jumbotron, there's a stage with a giant 12 draped on it, which is, of course, cloaking all the super secret guest presentations, performers, and more tonight. And you stare at it and you go, like, huh, is that the number of the guy we're here to honor tonight or the number of losses we'll have by week 14? I can't figure it out. But it's wild. Like, I'm out here in the lots right now, and it's a classic New England tailgate. I know in Buffalo, we're doing garbage plates. Pinto Ron is pouring shots from bowling balls, and we're eating pizza from a filing cabinet. Out here, it is just classic. Out-of-shape people, rugged beards, chubby triceps, steak tips, chicken wings marinated in Italian salad dressing, Bud Lights flowing freely like manna from heaven, crazy train from Ozzy Osbourne from every other Bluetooth speaker. It's great. It feels like it's the 2010s again, except I don't have fewer wrinkles in my face, and I'm not 30 pounds lighter.
Is this free tonight? Is this something that, and if so, like, how many people are you actually expecting tonight here?
Guys, we are celebrating the living legend, the man who taught us never give up, never surrender, never count out touchdown Tom. Tom Brady is single-handedly the reason why not a single Viagra prescription was written in New England for 20 years. All you had to do was watch him throw a touchdown to Gronk, and it was 6 to midnight. Yeah, this is a big deal. We have 60,000 people in the stadium, VIPs, very important Patriots, as well as celebrities and A-listers galore gathered. We have a number of musical performances that'll knock your socks off. And if you so choose, if you want to hate watch it or shame watch it, as opposed to watching the Celtics go up 3-0 on the Mavericks, you can just go to any of the Patriots socials or patriots.com. And Yaz truly right here on the telephone right now on the hotline. I'll be one of the pre-show MCs from 5:30 to 7 on Patriots.com.
Fitzy, what about that? The scheduling this on the same night as Game 3. I mean, did we not have the foresight to know that Boston could be competing in the NBA Finals?
Well, this was planned last August. Hey, guys, how are you doing? Go Pats. Sorry, I was just saying hi to some friends. Earlier, if you had called me 5 minutes earlier, I was yelling at somebody in the plaza on the way into the stadium because they wore a Tampa Tampa Brady 12 jersey.
No.
I was like, folks, did you not get the memo?
Oh.
Did we not? I mean, gross, right? Disgusting. So anyway, yeah, they scheduled this back last August. And, you know, it should have been more like, hey, Adam Silver and everyone at the NBA, you guys should have moved game 3 of the NBA Finals with the 17 days in between each game. Tom Brady moves for no man, except Bernard Pollard when he comes at his knees.
Fitzy, our guy, WEI, on the red carpet. What are the red carpet do's and don'ts? Is this is the first time I would assume you've hosted a red carpet event, is it not?
No, I've done a couple of red carpets before. At Super Bowl 50, I was actually at the Playboy party, which was interesting. Had a chance to talk to some celebs out there that weekend. Guy Fieri, who I think should be in attendance tonight. But the do's and don'ts of this particular red carpet, like, do make sure you keep it family-friendly, even if you became a household name around here by swearing about Tom Brady and professing your love for him in an NC-17-related capacity. Don't bring up, hey, Tom, where's Giselle?
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, do bring up the fact that he leads the NFL in every possible passing category ever. Don't bring up the fact that he lost 2 Super Bowls to Peyton's booger-eating brother, Eli. You know, just basic rules, do's and don'ts.
Yeah. Fitzy, what about the relationship between Kraft and Belichick? I assume both will be in attendance tonight. Is there anything to the rumors that relationship has gone icy?
I mean, it's not full doomsday glacier melting, but it's a work in progress. It's seen better times, and, you know, understandably so, because this is what happens when you get, you know, 2 under 5'7" superpowered human beings in the same room together for so long. That matter can only contain itself before it becomes explosive. I mean, you guys saw at the roast of Tom Brady on Netflix, how as soon as Robert Kraft was like, and it's time for a shot with the greatest coach of all time, Belichick was like, yeah, I'd rather hug Hillary Clinton, and wouldn't even do the shot with him at that point. And then Gronk spiked the shot glass, and did you know, after Gronk did that, shards of crystal went into someone's eye, and they had to go to the hospital.
Is that true?
No, that's honest to God true, yeah.
Wow.
But you know what? It's Gronk. He's soy fiesta. He's from up your way, so we all love him. Belichick will, in fact, be here tonight. And as I've been saying on the radio on WEEI for the longest time, expect the biggest ovation tonight not to be for any of the secret musical performers or even the man we have gathered for. Belichick will finally get the long-standing ovation his curmudgeonly, non-person-loving, brilliant coaching self deserves, which I'm excited for.
All right.
You know, last time we saw him here, it was January, and he lost to Zach Wilson 17-3 in a snowstorm.
You could have knocked me over with a feather, Fitzy, that he didn't get another job. Do we see Bill Belichick on an NFL sideline again?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now, Bill Belichick, who's having it better than Bill Belichick? With all due respect to the Harbaugh brothers who always say, who's got it better than us? Nobody. I think Bill Belichick has it the best. He's popping on McAfee, getting paid out of Danton Hammer's pocket to do the McAfee show. He's going to be on the Manning cast. He's writing a book. He's jet-setting all around the world. He crushed at the roast. He's going to get a standing ovation tonight. You know, you never know if you're going to see him popping out of a cheerleader's bedroom at 6:30 in the morning because he's just living his wildest life. God bless Belichick. He's all of our spirit animals right now, boys.
Well, Fitzy, that's why I think he doesn't return to an NFL. Why would you return to an NFL sideline when you're living that kind of life? And, by the way, doing really well at everything that he's doing.
But here's what's going to happen. The Cowboys are going to absolutely stink out loud. I mean, like, raccoons will look at the Cowboys' pile of trash and go, like, hard pass, even though I'm starving, bro. Thanks. And you know what? Jerry's going to finally go, well, all right, son number 7, get on the phone and call Belichick. Let's make it happen. And then they're going to dig in, and Belichick will be down there, and he will coach the Cowboys back to relevance, and he will, you know what will happen? He'll probably end up playing, the Cowboys will play the Patriots, and then Belichick will be going for the all-times win record against the Patriots sometime in the future. Like, come on. There's AI and algorithms already at work at Roger Goodell's evil empire lair at 345 Park Avenue planning all of this out. It's all part of the Matrix, boys. So that's my prediction. I'm putting it down right now on Brady Day. Belichick, new coach of the Cowboys by mid to late season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, Fitzy, a few more questions for Fitzy, who's out in the parking lot. He'll be hosting the red carpet, which you can watch on Patriots.com, coming up beginning at 5:30. Tom Brady, the commentator on Fox. Some people don't think this is going to work. Other things think this is going to be great. Where do you come down on Tom Brady now on the number one role here?
Brady is a commentator? I think he's going to be great. Tom Brady doesn't do anything half-assed. Tom Brady is a full commit to everything he does. Now, is he ready right now? No, but he's been working with local guys like Scott Zolak, who's on the radio here and does play-by-play. He's been, you know, working with Burkhart and digging deep on all this. If we can get the Brady that showed up at the roast, the Brady that, you know, does his daily broadcasting from WDGAF because I'm Tom Brady, we're going to get some really good insight and we're going to get some must-see TV on a regular basis. If he plays it the same way he used to every post-game interview during the Belichick era, then it's going to be like NPR, but with a football and a $5,000 Italian suit.
Fitzy, any word out of Patriots minicamp? What's your scouting report on these practices in shorts, and how's Drake May looked so far this offseason?
Drake May is going to give Jacoby Brissett, not to say that this is the hardest thing in the world to do, it, you know, in a lot of ways, it's probably like dunking on an 11-year-old in the driveway, but he's going to give Jacoby Brissett a run for his money to be the starter come Week one. My guess is Drake May doesn't start until, let's say, after the London game, because they have an absolute gauntlet of a first four games and things are going to be, you know, tough for the hard charge and hard luck Patriots. But he looks the part, man. He's, you know, 6'3", 230, moves well, got a cannon for an arm, got a million-dollar country fried smile, you know. And he's, just like with the Gronk brothers, where there were five of those brohemoths, my God, they must have had a dairy cow in the backyard. He's the smallest of all the May brothers as well. He's built to succeed. It's just going to take some time to kick the aw shucks and the scramble backyard, you know, Favre-style plays out of the system and get him tuned into whatever the hell Alex Van Pelt. And you guys are big fans of AVP. We'll get him together in time. The star of camp thus far, though, has been this kid, Javon Baker, the wide receiver out of University of Central Florida. I fell in love with him months ago when someone told me that he may be like the next Puka Nacua. Not exactly like him, a carbon copy, but like a steal of a wide receiver that people are going to say, like, how the hell did we let Baker fall all the way to the fourth round into New England? He's big. He's got a diva-like attitude. He goes up for balls. He's the guy who famously said at his media avail, get your popcorn ready. I make people in wheelchairs stand up. So, you know, we've needed a little – we've been missing star power, bad attitudes, making the headlines for everything, you know, except for, you know, wow, Mac Jones, only 7 interceptions today. We'll be back. So we're looking forward to somebody who can just, you know, keep defensive coordinators and opposing coaches and not the actual fans themselves up at night with agita.
Fitzy, Celtics, do they win this series in 4, 5, or 6 games?
Celtics in 5. The old gentleman's sweep. I say they win tonight in a stunner. Zinger is more of a decoy tonight. It's a big Jason Tatum night tonight. I'm predicting 41 for Tatum tonight in a shootout with Luka. Epic for the ages as we go from Brady night right into game 3. They drop game 4, bring it home so they can win game 5. And the transfer of power from the Brady era to the new golden age of Boston sports with Tatum, Brown, and company begins. And I know you guys are side-eyeing and stink-eyeing me from all the way in the greater Rochester area right now. And I have to tell you, I kind of love it.
No, I agree with what you're saying about the Celtics there. I mean, here's the thing. One of our guys is on the court now with you know, right there behind
Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah, right.
Rochester native.
Right behind Missoula. Jeff Van Gundy is waiting in the wings should it not go well with Missoula some point down the road.
Boy, Missoula is a real piece of work. Jeff Van Gundy, have you ever loved somebody who could either be your mother's accountant or like that uncle that always double dips at a Thanksgiving buffet more than Jeff Van Gundy? God, I love that. He's such a curmudgeon. I love him. What a cranky old crabapple. But he loves basketball. I fell in love with him when he latched on like a windshield koala to Alonzo Mourning in the playoffs 25 years ago.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fitzy, it's great having you on. Let's do it again soon. Have a great time tonight. We'll be following along all the festivities there at Gillette, man. Thanks for the time.
Holler at me anytime, you guys. Long live Brady, and I look forward to you guys only beating us by 30 twice this fall. Take care. Go fast.
Thanks, Fitzy.
We'll get Fitzy on before the Bills beat him by 30 later on in the regular season.
Yeah, we got to wait till December for that.
I know.
Weird schedule. That's going to be really late in the season, although...
Maybe something happens between now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Patriots start out 1-10. I think we're bringing that guy back. I mean, like, what was your favorite zinger there? Like, Tom Brady lost 2 Super Bowls to Peyton's booger-eating brother.
It's the best. I mean, we don't get a lot of Fitzies on... the sports bar. And honestly, like, if you ran into Fitzy at a tailgate, you probably wouldn't like that guy, especially if he's waving his Patriots flag as hard as he is.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you not love that guy? That guy's great. Fitzy's the best. Working the red carpet tonight. amongst the elite. And 60,000 people expected for this thing.
Wow. Well... kind of project into the future, like when they didn't have 60,000 when Jim Kelly retired. I was there. They did it in the field house. They had a parade when Jim Kelly came to town. Wasn't there for that, but.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to pale in comparison to what we'll see tonight. Tonight will be a big deal for Patriots fans and for New England. So appreciate Fitzy giving us some of his time.
The more I thought about it, like, okay, why wouldn't they have done this at halftime? Why? Well, you can't do it with Tom Brady's schedule. Okay, why wouldn't you have done it at a preseason game? Nah, you know what?
This is bigger.
Yeah, this is bigger than any preseason game.
Yeah, this is bigger. Makes sense. Having Fitzy explain it the way he did makes more sense why they're doing it the way that they're doing it.
Guy Fieri might be there tonight. Hey.
What's this tailgate in New England doing serving up clam chowder out of their carburetor in their 76 Ford Mustang? Slaps. Out of control.
Was he saying that boastfully, or was he just not aware that we know wings here and that they were dipping their wings in Italian dressing?
Who was doing that?
That's what he said was going on the tailgate.
Oh,
Bud Light in a little, you know, with their Italian dressing. No. Like, no.
The logo passed away. I hate this news.
Yeah.
Jerry West, legend. NBA logo. We'll get to that. We'll get to it. Look, I see your tweets. I see you at the Fan Rochester. Everybody wants to know, Gene, are we willing to bring him back in? I have thoughts. I have thoughts on Rory.
Who, him?
Yeah. I have thoughts on Rory. And I know you have thoughts on Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah. I do. Joe Burrow. That would, to me, like the quarterback, that there's some real concern there. And I know it's only June, but I'll explain why. If you're a Bengal fan, you actually should be very concerned that this season, not this season, but this franchise going in the wrong direction.
Pull up a stool and join us in the sports bar. 866-4326, our phone number, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.